Welcome to Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here's your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host, and I'm glad you're here. If you've not been to the website in a while, hop on over there, letstalkdementia.org, and check out all that we've got available there. You'll find my books and a link on the drop-down menu to contact me, and I'd be happy to hear from you. Today, we're going to continue our conversation about lions, tigers, bears, and ants, and, well, we're going to talk about ants. And I guess you've been wondering what these ants are about, and I told you, we all have them. You've got ants, and I'm not talking about those little pesky critters in your kitchen either. But Dr. Daniel Amen coined the phrase ants, meaning automatic negative thoughts. Automatic negative thoughts. Well, we all have them. You know, they can be about anything and everything under the sun, but it's that thought that comes to our brain automatically, well, that it's negative and not really serving us all that well. As a person of the female population, I can tell you that I spend a large amount of my time dealing with this first ant. We're going to go over a few of them in the next couple weeks, but the first one we're going to talk about is called the less than ant. You know, that feeling of you don't ever measure up. You're not good enough. You're not tall enough or skinny enough or fat enough. Your hair's too wavy. Your hair's too short. You don't make enough money. Your job's too old. Your house needs remodeling. Your neighborhood isn't as good and blah, blah, blah. Less than ants. And like I said, I think as females, we probably deal with that more than the majority of men do. Now, I know there's a lot of men that deal with the less thans. I don't mean to say they don't. But it just seems to me more females are comparing themselves to other folks than males. According to the National Organization of Women, at age 13 now, 53% of American girls are unhappy with their bodies. By age 60, 28% of women feel dissatisfied and 32% feel self-conscious about their bodies. Well, I'm in those numbers. I've spent my life being overweight, and right now I am 12 pounds away from my goal weight, and let me tell you, it's just taken forever to lose this last bit of weight, and at the rate I'm going at a half a pound a week, it's still going to take a while, a good while longer to get there, but I'm getting there. But it's just sad to think about how young girls at 13 feel less than. And I do remember middle school years being very hard years and not measuring up in any way, except I always had really good grades. But that didn't seem to matter. It didn't make me cool and in with the in group. And I didn't get invited to many things. And just less than. So understand, it's not a good way to live. And those less than ants get in your brain and they cause stress and anxiety and they cause you to have tension towards others and tension and stress within your own self. And that plays out in your caregiving journey. And whether you're caregiving or not, it just plays out in life. And others pick up on your feeling of less than, and it lands on them in an uncomfortable way also. So the less than ants need to be eradicated. I enjoy reading and listening to Priscilla Shirer. She's the daughter of Dr. Reverend Tony Evans, and I recently got her book, Fervent. That's a great book. She talks about in it, if she were Satan and she wanted to mess you up, this is what she would do, and each chapter deals with something. And like one chapter says, I would mess with your kids. I really would. Or I would mess with your marriage. Oh, yeah, I would do that. And I think that if I were Satan, I would make you feel less than. And I would enjoy doing it. She says in her book, women live with massive pressure. There is pressure to keep up, keep going, stay ahead, stay afloat, stay relevant, do for others, plan for retirement, lose weight, stay young, take on another ministry, be the one to say yes, jam another activity for the kids on the schedule, keep a journal, organize the pantry and closets, do Christmas shopping early. Okay, time for another breath. And then post clever thoughts and beautifully posed pictures on Instagram and Facebook. There is pressure to perform a certain way, look a certain way, dress a certain way, be interested in certain things, be the perfect parent, perfect wife, perfect daughter, perfect friend, perfect employee, perfect party planner, the perfect image of everything that everybody else expects you to be. Oh, and the pressure not to be the first person who cracks under the pressure. Do you see how this less than ant is destroying us, how it is bringing us down in so many ways, keeping us from being our very best. So when you feel that less than ant coming, making itself known, crawling up on your counter, you go, no, this is false. There's nothing about this ant that's true. I am more than. Scripture says we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. I am more than. I don't have to do all the things on that to-do list. If I don't do my Christmas shopping early, if the pantry in the closet needs organizing for the rest of my life, who cares? There are things we need to let go of that are weighing us down, that are keeping us from being who we need to be. There are things in your caregiving journey that are doing that also. You may think, oh, I need to bathe Mama every day. Well, really you don't, because that's not good for her skin at her age. The skin tissues are thinner, and bathing every day just helps to break it down more. Or, oh my goodness, I didn't sing with Mama today. I'm just so awful. I should have sang with Mama. That lady on Let's Talk Dementia said singing was good for Mama, and I just got busy and I didn't sing. And oh, that's just horrible. Now what am I going to do because I didn't sing with Mama? Take a chill pill, child. Nobody said you had to sing with Mama every day. Nope, nope, nope. Or you're in your caregiving, you're thinking, gosh, did I give her enough greens? She should have had more green vegetables today. I think I gave her too many carbs. I've got to really start balancing that diet better. I've got to really get her healthier by the food she eats. And then you just put another ant right there in the line of ants on your kitchen counter. No, don't do that. Look at yourself and go, you know, I did a great job today. Mama's happy. Mama's smiling. She has food. She's clean. And we didn't play music. But you know what we did do? We watched the Beverly Hillbillies and laughed. Well, we're going to call that a success. So we have to think, what can I do today? What does today offer me? How can I use today for the benefit of my loved one that I'm caring for my own health, for my family's health, and for the future of those around me, so that when they're around me, they enjoy being around me. And they're not going to be, if you allow all the ants, including the less than ant, to come knocking on your door. No, put on your boots and stomp that ant. I hope that really does give you something to think about. Next time we're going to talk about just the bad ants. Are there any good ants? Well, you're going to find out in the next episode, just the bad ants. Hope you have a great day. I hope your caregiving journey makes you smile. I hope you make your loved one smile. I hope you make them laugh just right out loud. Yes, it's a good thing. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Blessings and smiles.
A special thank you to our sponsor, Veterans and Families of America. These amazing people are available to help veterans and their spouses receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can reach them at 904-528-1084 or by email at information@vfamerica.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of America. These people care. Thank you for being part of Let's Talk Dementia. Please visit our website at www.letstalkdementia.org. All our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with Carol while you're at the website. Click menu in the top right-hand corner, then choose Schedule Time with Carol. We look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.